The entire way, Kane's gaze is pinned on me. It's not threatening per se, but it's intense, like when he's reading his opponents on the ice. That should feel like a compliment, but I've watched this man crush so many of his rivals, the attention shoots a wave of unease through me. I stop in front of him, and he stands to his full height. I'm not sure whether the gesture is meant to intimidate me, but I might have underestimated how tall he actually is. Add the skates, and he's downright towering over me. Up close, his jaw is sharper, his skin smooth except for some stubble, and his eyes are paler, much colder, slightly disturbing even. He carries himself effortlessly with complete and utter ease. I'm actually envious. How can someone be so self-confident, so self-sufficient? Can I take a rain check on the autograph? I say to murder the invisible tension. I don't have a pen or paper.
How about a picture, then?
That would be amazing. I fumble in my back pocket and retrieve my phone, then click on the camera. Due to the height difference, I can't get a good angle.
May I?
He asks, after watching me struggle for a few seconds. I hand him the phone with an apologetic smile and lean closer so he can take the picture. A whiff of wood smoke and the faintest trace of musk flood my senses. The scent is so masculine, my head turns and heat creeps up my neck. I've always found men who smell nice attractive. I forget to smile a few times as he snaps some successive pictures. As he hands me the phone, I stare at his black ring for a beat too long and hope my inner disgust doesn't make an appearance on my face.
Now, why don't you tell me the real reason you're here, Dahlia Thorne?
My fingers pause on the phone as he clutches the other end. He doesn't release it when his eyes meet mine. His expression hasn't changed, but a dark undercurrent has overshadowed his polite manners. How do you know my name? I whisper.
You applied for an intern position on the medical team, no? The resume had your picture and name on it.
And you go through every application?
As the team captain, yes, I do. No one gets close to the Vipers without my knowledge.
He pauses and lets my phone go.
Or approval.
I knew that. I knew it, which is why getting close to the others would have been fruitless, not to mention dangerous. No matter who I targeted, I would have gotten Kane's attention anyway, which is why I went for him from the beginning. How do you know I want to get close? I ask, not bothering to deny his words. Kane is smart, and trying to deflect would only backfire.
Aside from applying to be part of the medical team, you've been asking around about administrative positions and trying to befriend those close to the team members.
He found out about all that? How? I stare at his ring. Venkor. Of course, as a member, he knows this place inside out. Maybe I underestimated just how intricately they're woven into the university's and the team's fabric. Have I made you suspicious of me? I smile, deliberately making it appear awkward, sheepish, even.
I wouldn't call it suspicion. Curiosity is more accurate.
I swallow the saliva stuck in my throat. What are you curious about?
Your motive.
I can't be a fan?
You can, but your actions don't reflect your claim.
How so?
First, you're not wearing any of our jerseys, and while that's normal for an occasional viewer, it's bizarre for a fan. Second, you said you only got into hockey recently, and yet you seem to know about my and Callahan's playstyle, as if you've been studying it instead of watching the game for fun. Lastly, if you were a fan, you would have jumped at the opportunity of getting a picture with me, Armstrong and Callahan. But you are dead set on hiding and eavesdropping. So that tells me you have an agenda. That agenda is less related to the team and has more to do with my ring, because you've stolen at least 3 peeks at it since the start of this conversation.